Okay, today's daf is Yivamis, daf Nun Hey. As we continue in Perek Habal Yevimto, and yesterday we got into the beginning of the meat of the Perek in terms of discussing Yibum. That's what this first couple of dafim are about, and the definition of a Maisa Bia regarding Yibum. We spoke about Shogig Mezid, Onis Ratzon, all the different types of Bios that we're going to get into a little bit more today. And we are on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We were just talking, yesterday's daf was all about how do we know that Tchilas Bia is enough for Isurim in Halacha. And we ended up saying it's based on Hekesha de Rabbi Yonah. The Hekesha de Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah says that all of Arayos are compared to each other. You have a sum of Pasuk there in Parshas Achrei Mos, Kikola Shayasa, Mikola Tuevosa Eila, Menichrosu Anafashos Osos. So that compares all of the Arayos. So that is the makar. So now we're going back and figuring out, but we had a couple of extra psukim that we had on the bottom of Amud Aleph yesterday, which we rejected, but they were sources by specific averus. So now that we have the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah, so what do we need all those psukim for? So that's what the Gemara is involved in now. So we went into, on the fourth white line, what is Ha'ara written by Achos Av and Achos Aim teaching me? So he ended up saying that was teaching me Hama'are Bibehema. And then we had the important discussions and comments of Tosfos at the end of this year yesterday. You know, what's the Havamina not to include Zachor and Behema? What do you need a special marker for them? They're also in the Parsha of Arayos. So Tosfos had a couple of answers, one of them being that they are Arayos, but they're not Arayos. They're separate, even though they're included. As we pointed out yesterday, we have all of the Arayos, and then we have Molech stuck in, and then we have Mishkav Zachar and Behem at the end. So they're included and they're not included. They're, as we said yesterday, it is considered a Maisa Bia somewhat, in that, we said on Amud Aleph, if Niskavim the Bias Behema, and you ended up doing Yibam, that works. Because that's better than Niskavein to be Metiach Bekosel. It is considered a Maisa, but it is not considered one of the Arayos, and that's why one would have to have a separate inclusion. It is interesting also, we noted this in the Mitzvah Shir a couple of times, and also in past Shiurim, and that is the Torah has the word Toeva written by a number of Averos. Number of Averos says the word Toeva. But if you look closely, what is the word Toeva referring to in every pasuk? So that is something that must be analyzed. For example, by Ma'achalos Asuros, the Torah tells us, calls it a Toeva, but the food is called a Toeva. Ma'achalos Asuros. Or by Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah is called Toavas Hashem. If you look in by Maser Grushaso, or by Mishkav Zachar, that's what we're talking about here, it's the act that is called a Toeva. It's the Maisa. It's not the person. It's the act that is called a Toeva. The only time that we see that the person is called a Toeva, so that is in Kiseitse by not having honest weights and measures. Ki Toavas Hashem kol osei eile. Those who do this are Toavas Hashem. Somebody who's dishonest in business, that is what is called Ki Toavas Hashem kol osei eile. Right? That's something that we have to be aware of. Right? It reminds me of the Meiri in the Hakdama Tashas. You've noted this, that the Meiri notes that even though in the Torah there are Aseres HaDibros, the Midrashim pick up and parallel them 5 and 5. Even though it's not in the Torah anywhere, 5 and 5, but it's not 7 and 3. But the Torah, the Midrashim parallel them. And the Meiri in his Akdama, Tashaz, goes through, well, how are they parallel? And he parallels 1 and 6, 2 and 7, all the ones that are on the same line. So the Meiri says, well, number one, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha is parallel to Lo Sirtzach, because the ultimate in rejecting Tzelem Elokim is someone who rejects the fact that somebody else is alive. I can reject that, and I can kill somebody. So that's why Lo Sirtzach is the opposite of Anokha Hashem Elokecha. 2 and 7 is Avodah Zarah and Lo Sinaf. So those fit, Avodah Zarah and Lo Sinaf. In that, so many times throughout Shas, the Bnei Yisrael straying from Hashem is compared to Lo Sinaf, compared to a woman not being faithful to her husband. So that's 2 and 7. 4 and 9, so that also is 4, Kibbut Shabbos and Eidos. Shabbos is giving eight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. 5 and 10, Kibbut Ava'im and Lo Sachmon. That's a little trickier, says the Meiri. But Kibbut Ava'im means I realize that I'm not the center of the world. I realize that I need others, and I'm makir that. So l'sachmut also means I'm not the center of the world, other people have other things, I have what I need. So even though it's one of the more challenging mitzvos, as the Eben Ezra points out in Yisro, it's very hard. Imagine being trying to control our feelings and whatnot. But those could fit. What's left? 3 and 8. How do we compare Lo Sisa Eshem Hashem Alokecha Lashav and Lo Signov? How do those connect to each other? So explains the Meiri. You might say it just means that a lot of times if you steal, you're going to have to try to cover it up and swear about it. That's A, leads to B. But then he says more connected is that many times we can have a larger definition of bearing God's name in vain. Wearing the badge of being God's nation. And his lashon is wearing talis and tefillin and then going behind my back and stealing from people. He says, that's Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Alokecha Lashav. Bearing God's name in vain, not just swearing God's name. If I look like an Orthodox Jew, and then I go and I rip people off, and I do things inappropriately with my yarmulke on, and with my tzitzit, and with my tefillin. So he says, that's Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Alokecha Lashav, compared to Lo Signov. Lo Signov being, the honest weights and the measures. Part of Lo Signov, right, that's where the Torah says, Ki Tovas Hashem Kolosa Eila. Right, that's where it occurs. So again, that is, the Minchas Seder there discusses, what do you need a separate Aveira for? Right? It's Lo Signov. But a separate one, maybe it's even just to have the weights and the measures in my house is Aser. Mishas Asiya. Okay, either way, that is all, relating to Mishkav Zachar, which came up yesterday, where the Torah also uses the Lashon of Toeva, but there it's regarding the act. So we said, what is Sahara teaching me by Achozachov, Avan Achoseim? So it's teaching me by Mishka Behema. Then we went into, the next one, what is Ha'ara? Well, that was the second one. The first one was Nida by Eishes Av. But then we went into a couple lines down, about halfway through the wide lines. We said, Ma Aidi, by the asterisk, Aidi, the Kulikor, Ladrasha Asi, Ksiv Beinami, HaMilsa Ladrasha. Well, once you're using the Pasuk for Mishka Behema, why is it written by Chayvei Krisus? Why isn't it written by something more parallel, like Chayvei Misa's Bezdin? The Torah said, the Gemara says, well, the whole Pasuk is extra. So we just throw everything into that Pasuk. So now we're going to go into the Drasha, what's extra? My Drasha. So what's the Drasha on the Pasuk that's fully extra? So the Tanya. So the first part of today's daf, the first last half of this Amud and the first part of the next Amud is all basically Limudim. So the Tanya. Erva Zachos Avicha Lo Sagaleh. So the Erva of my father's sister, my aunt Lo Sagaleh, Beimena'a, Beimena'im. Whether it's a paternal sister or a maternal sister of my father. It's my aunt. But maternal or maternal. So Ata Omer, Beimena'a, Beimena'im. Do we say that my father's sister is usher to me? Do'oraisa. Paternal or maternal. O'enu Elamena'a, Velomena'im. Maybe I should say only my father's paternal sister, not my father's maternal sister. That's the Shiloh over the next 10 lines. A father's maternal sister. Let's say there's only a half sister. Father's maternal sister. So is that Asur to Oraisa? Might be Shnios anyway. But is that Asur to Oraisa? So Vedinu. So let's compare it. Chayiv kan v'chayiv achosa. Well, there's a chiyiv for father's sister, and there's a chiyiv for your own sister. Ma achoso beimina'a beimina'im. Just like your own sister is Asur to you, whether it's paternal or maternal. Af kan beimina'a beimina'im. So to here, we would say either one. Oh, klach l'derech zu, or no, don't compare father-sister to sister, but rather compare father-sister to chayiv kan v'chayiv bid-do daso. Compare father-sister to father's brother's wife. That's what do daso means here. Eishes achi ha'av. So maybe you should compare it to there. And for that, ma do daso mena'a v'lo mena'im, my father's only paternal brother's wife is also to me da'raisa. Av kan mena'a v'lo mena'im. So should we compare father's sister to my sister or father's sister to father's brother's wife? They're both pretty similar. They both have a connection. So Nira Lami Dome. What do we compare it to? Done in Isra Abama Elov. May Isra Abama Elov. Shall we compare two Isurim that, as what we said yesterday, are Bama Elov, which are familial blood relatives, not based on marriage, Viato, which are sister and father's sister, Viato Chiyach Todaso She'in Isra Abba Me'elav, and the father's brother's wife is only an Isra that comes through marriage, so it's not comparable. Oklach L'derach Zeh, always say no, go to the other side. Don in Krovei Ha'av Mi Krovei Ha'av. Father's sister and father's brother's wife are both related to me through my father. Viato Chiyach Achoso She'krovei Atzmo. But my sister is through me. That's direct. So which one? So Tamalomar, that's part of the extra phrase in the Pasuk. Erva Zachos Avicha Lo Sagaleh, Bein Min Ha'av, Bein Min Ha'em. So we compare it, father, sister is always asked to me, Erva Zachos Imcha Lo Sagaleh, Bein min ha'av, bein min ha'em. And the pasuk also adds, mother, sister is also aser. So, father's paternal or maternal sister is aser daraisa. Lamali lemechtava ba'achos av, lamali lemechtava ba'achos aim. So, once you have that beautiful drasha, paternal or maternal, so what do you have to say it both by the father's sister and the mother's sister? Again, the next phrase in the pasuk, that's extra. Amar Rabbi Avot Srichi, no, you need it. Why? Because of Rachmana ba'achos av, if it was only by father, sister. Again, we're going to see paternal and maternal each have a chumrah by them. Why we would have said it's more logical, and we would have only had one. We would have only included one. If he only had by father, sister, shekein, yesh lachayis. There's halachic yichus by the father's side. So maybe that's why I would have only included it. Many halachas go only by paternity. You have Yerusha, as we'll see soon, as Hashem. And you have Yibum. And you have many things that go by paternity. Aval Achos Eim Eim Alo. But maybe Achos Eim I wouldn't have included in Arayos. Because of Rachmana Ba'achos Eim, Shekein Vada'is. But on the other hand, maternal is always Vada'i in Halacha. You know who the mother is. Father, you never sure where the father is. Right? You have to trust. But, right, that's why we just had by Avram and Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Yitzchak look like Avraham, because of the Leitzani Hador, beginning of Parshas Toldos, Sheshkein Vada'i. So by a mother, you know for sure who the mother is. Avalachos Av, Eim Alo. But maybe by father, sister, maybe that wouldn't be also, because it's not a Vada'i Yisr. Sricha. So that's why you need both psukim. Just one.
According to that theory, don't you have a problem with all the av? Because if that av, that means every av relationship is always going to be a suffix.
I'm saying so every av, but again, we soklin ala chazakos, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin. Generally, chazakos are enough for us to treat like a vadai. Once you know the halacha, so then you're allowed to treat it like a vadai and even give skila and give isurim related to it. So, but if you don't know something as aser, you've only had one pasuk, there's a chance you might have only included one and not the other.
But that's assuming there's no other psukim about av. I mean, we know that av.
Right, but there are others, but maybe not achos av. That's why you have many, many arayos, and each one you have to have a limit for both. Each one. There is also, interesting, if you think about achos av and achos in that we're talking about, that's an ant. So ant are usr, as we're going to learn later on in this perek. An ant is, you can look at the Torah, but the Gemara is going to discuss it. An aunt is not allowed to marry a nephew, even though we know an uncle is allowed to marry a niece. And even it might be a good idea, says the Gemara, for an uncle to marry a niece. Which uncle is it? The father's brother or the mother's brother? We'll talk about that. The Gemara will talk about that, Be'ez Hashem. But if we look in the Torah, we don't have to go into the Mefarshim for this. Moshe Rabbeinu's parents, that was an aunt and a nephew. Amram and Yocheved, that was an aunt and a nephew. Yocheved was the daughter of Levi, and Amram was the son of Kahas, son of Levi, right? So the Chizkuni on the Pasuk points out that it's an aunt and a nephew. So the greatest leader that we've ever had came from a relationship that became illicit later on. It's amazing. So the Chizkuni quotes the Gemara Maseches Yuma that you're not mamid a parnas al tzibur elam kim kupushal shratzim tolo no meach orev. Right? Well, literally what we would call skeletons in the closet. The greatest leaders always have a little bit to hide, so they're not misguided. They don't hold themselves so great. So just look behind you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Look who your parents were. So that's the Chizkuni's take on that Metzius. Right? We've spoken about this in the past by David HaMelech. Also, David HaMelech comes from Rus and Boaz and Lot and his daughters and Yehuda and Tamar. I mean, the murky roots of Melech HaMashiach. It can't just be a coincidence. But again, part of it, Kodesh Baruch Hu has a master plan. That is a crucial mitzias that the Chizkuni points out there in Perek Vav Pasachaf of Shmos relating to Moshe Rabbeinu's parents, Amram and Yocheved. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, the Gemara doesn't bring this one up. The Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, which talks about who's going to bench at the Suda Shel of Yasan. Who's going to bench there? So the Gemara says, well, they go to Avram Avinu. Avram, b'chavod. You want to bench? Avram says, no, I had a Yishmael. Yitzchak, you want to bench? No, I had an Esav. Yaakov, you want to bench? I married two sisters, b'chayehem. So I can't bench. So Yaakov's out. Moshe, you want to bench? I didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say that I came out of a loser relationship. Maybe he didn't do that. That was his parents. He said, Moshe, I didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't ask about Aaron, because Aaron would have the same answer. Yeshua, you on a bench? No, I didn't have a son. I was in Zocha. And then David, you on a bench? Yes, Lino Elavarech. David HaMelech, right? He wasn't the one who has a perfect record in Tanakh, but he's the greatest, the Baal Tshuva. Anyway, that's the Gemara in Ari Psachim, but relating also. Yaakov Avinu says it, but Moshe doesn't mention it. Vayter, about 8 lines up. So the Gemara's assumption earlier was that Doda, father's brother's wife, was only paternal and not maternal. Where does that come from? Well, how do we know that? Amar Rava Asya Dododo. Ksiv Hacha Ervas Dodo Gila. The Ksiv Asam O Dodo O Ben Dodo Yigalanu. By Geulas Karka and saving the Avadim. So there, which relative is it referring to? Malahala Menav Lomenaim Afkamenav Lomenaim. Over there, the redemption of the Eved is only paternal relatives. Vahasa Minala. And how do you know? All Markra, because the Pasuk says there, Mi Mishpachto Yigalenu. And we have the Drasha, Mishpachas Av, Kruya Mishpacha, Mishpachas Eim, Eina Kruya Mishpacha. Father's Mishpacha is called halachically a Mishpacha, and not a mother's Mishpacha. If you look at the first Torah Tamima in Sefer Bamidbar, the Torah Tamima talks about this Drasha, where he mentions that a father's Mishpacha in various areas of halacha is called halachli mishpacha, and he says they are the bonei olam. Hatam adavar pashut mishum da gvarim heim bonei haolam v'yishuvo. V'alshem nikru hazacharim b'shem banim alshem binyan. A ben is called a ben because atigrei bonayach ala bonayach. Right, there's a connection between the two. Banim or bonim, sons. Each gender has a kalach. So he said that v'yivalet ben shemimenu nivna haolam, as the pasuk says in Brachos. But again, there's a connection between them. So that's why halachically mishpacha is mishpachas ha'av, because the av are the bonim, and that's the connection to ben. Look there in the first Torah Tamima, he continues with that idea. Vayter v'haditznan. 1 minute. Mishpachas ha'av is called a mishpacha, and mishpachas ha'aim is not called a mishpacha. But what about the following? And only a paternal Ashes, father's brother's wife is only usher, but the maternal there would not be a problem. Let's learn a Mishnah later on. V'yatzan, the Mishnah says later on. So the Mishnah there is talking about a man is married to a woman, and somebody comes and tells him, you know, your wife died, and this woman has a paternal sister. So he marries the paternal sister. We know Ashes. Achos Isha is only Aser B'chayeim. So then they tell him that woman died. So he marries her maternal sister. And then she died. He marries her paternal. So there are 5 women here. The first ones are all paternal sisters, and the second ones are all maternal sisters. So 1, 3, and 5 are all related paternally, and 2 and 4 are always related maternally. And then they come and say, Amrulos, let's do the case.
But 3 and 5 are not related.
Let's see.
What I'm saying is that it's alternate.
Right, alternate. It alternates. It's paternal, maternal, paternal, maternal, paternal. So Amrulo Mesa Ishtacha. They say your wife died. Vinasa Achosa Meavia. So he marries her paternal father. Mesa Vinasa Achosa paternal sister. Vinasa Achosa Meima. And they say she dies, so he marries her maternal sister. 1 and 3 are not related. Mesa, she died too. Vinasa Achosa Meavia. So then she dies, he marries the paternal. Mesa Vinasa Achosa Meima. So then he keeps switching off. He keeps marrying the sister, but it's all mutter. And then he finds out that they're all Baruch Hashem still alive. It's not Baruch Hashem that he violated these Averis, but Baruch Hashem, they're all still alive. So what's the halacha? So mutter barishona ubishlishis ubachamishis. He's mutter to his Rishona, to the wife he was originally married to, and to the third wife, who was not related to the first wife, and to the fifth wife, who was not related, because those are all through the maternal. Upotro saroseyan. And those marriages, 1, 3, and 5, if he later dies, those are real marriages. So that would be poter any saros. For aser b'shniyah b'raviyas, but wife 2 and 4 are aser because they're achos isha to the women that he's really married to. Vein be achas vein poter tarasa. And if you have a yibum situation and he tries to be both them, well, it's not going to work because he's not married to them. Those aren't his wives. Vein bala shniyah. Fine. Then the Mishnah continues. But if he is bald, the Shnia, after the first one died, maybe if one is true, the first woman died. So now, second wife He was lived with her, and that's a wonderful marriage now. But now you have to switch. Now 2 and 4 are okay, but 3 and 5 are not okay. Now mutter b'shnia uberivius. He's mutter then with wife 2 and 4. Upotros saros ayen, and those are real marriages to pata that saros. The aser b'shlishes b'chamishes, and 3 and 5 now are aser. Alma, what do you see? Why is 3 aser? 3 is aser because of the marriage of 2. But that's a maternal. Says, Alma achos ishto bein min ha'av bein min ha'em asuros. Minalan. How do you know that? We're saying that paternal is crucial. How do you know that case? Because again, if wife 3 is only aser, because now you're married to wife number 2. But wife number 3 is only the maternal sister of wife number 2. So how do you know that if we're limiting certain isurim to the paternal side? So how do you know? So says the Gemara, Minalon, on the second line, Yalif me'achoso. So maybe you learn it from achosi. You learn achos isha. Remember the whole discussion before? What about achos av? What's the case of a maternal achos av? So now we're talking about, what about achos isha? Right? What about a maternal connection? So where do you know that's aser from? So yalav me'achoso. Right? And Mishnah's obviously talking about on a daraisa level, but it's giving nafkaminas of tsaras. So minalan. So yalav me'achoso. So you learn that from the iser of achos. Ma achoso bein min ha'av bein min ha'im. Just like achoso is aser. So afkana bein min ha'av bein min ha'im. You compare wife sister to sister. So but leilav me dodaso. Why don't we compare it to aunt? Ma do daso min avalom min aim, as we explained in the bottom of the previous amid. That's only paternal afkam min avalom min aim. So Gemara says, mistama me'achos avalom le'melef. No, mistama. We compare wife sister to sister. Why? Shekein krove atzmo mi krove atzmo. Those are both in your generation, right? Your wife's sister and your sister. So Gemara says, Adarabba, mi dodaso avalilu me'elup, shkin davar al yede kiddushin, mi davar shal yede kiddushin. They're both by marriage. Wife's sister is only because you married your wife, and father's brother's wife, that's also only through marriage. So the Gemara says, Ela me'eshes ach yalfinan. Okay, learn it from Ashes. Ach, dialfi, why? Because that is shekein davar ayde kedushin v'krove atzmo. That's better because that is your generation, your brother's wife, and is through marriage. So that works. Says the Gemara, v'Ashes ach gufe minolon. So how do you know Ashes ach gufa applies both beim min ha'av, beim min ha'im, meaning your paternal or maternal brother's wife? So how do you know that applies to both? The iser of Ashes ach. Remember, the mitzvah of Yibam is only by a paternal Ashes ach. Right, that's what we discussed back on that base. Right, the only a paternal Ashes ach is where you have that. But minalan detanya ervas Ashes achicha lo segale. Do not reveal the nakedness of your brother's wife. Bemen av bemen aim. At omer bemen av bemen aim. Do you say it's either oeno ella mina av alo min aim, or do you say it's only paternal? Vidinu, and you should compare it. Chayev kan v'chayev achoso. Well, you're chayev for Ashes ach, and you're chayev for sister. Ma achoso bemen av bemen aim. Av kan bemen av bemen aim. You compare sister to Ashes ach. Oklach lederachzu chayev kan v'chayev dodaso. Or do you say no? You compare it to doda. That's always the one that we're bringing in to say only paternal. Ma dodaso mina av alo mina aim. Av kan mina av alo mina aim. So Gemara says nira lemi doma. Right, the Rabbanan, remember here, this one, when the Rabbanan were struggling and trying to figure this out in the Beis Medrash, in the days of the Tanaim, they were trying to figure out the Mesorah. What's Asur Daraisa? What's Asur Darabbanan? Very important halachas. So, what do we compare it to? When we're trying to figure out Ashes Ach, paternal or even maternal? Do you compare it to sister? Do you compare it to Dod? So, done in Krove Atzmo, Mikrove Atzmo, it's better to compare Krove Atzmo, meaning Ashes Ach, from Krove Atzmo, Achoso, those are both the person's generation. Val tochiach dodaso shekrove ya'av. And don't jump one generation. Oklach l'derachza, udo or not. Don and davar sha'al yedei kiddushin, midavar sha'al yedei kiddushin. Or compare the two that go through kiddushin. Val tochiach achoso she'isra b'me'elav. So tamid lomar, ervas achicha hi. Bein min ha'av, bein min ha'em. The extra pasuk, the nakedness of your brother's wife, she is, so that includes even maternal, an extra phrase in the pasuk. Fine, we're almost done here. V'eima, idi ve'idi be'eshes ach min ha'av, maybe really both are, so the extra pasuk is also referring to regular paternal, but chada de yesh labanim b'chayei b'ayla, one is referring to a case where she had children, b'chaye b'ayla, right? After, let's say, right, they're still alive, chalacha de elobanim b'chaye b'ayla. And one is a case, elobanim, but they're both referring to a case where the husband is alive, b'chaye b'ayla. So the Gemara says, no. Elobanim b'chaye b'ayla, midravuna nafka. That you will know from Afuna. We had that on yesterday's daf. We had Afuna already told us that by Gershon, right, the mitzvahim is only if the husband dies. But by Gershon, we already had a makar from Afuna on the top of yesterday's daf. So we know that already. So Gemara says, no, same halachah we had yesterday. No, same thing. Maybe it's all within paternal. Chada de yesh labanim b'chaye b'ayla, v'chada de yesh labanim lachar mitzvahs b'ayla. One pasuk to tell me there's no mitzvah of Yibam and it's asur if kids when he's alive, and one is if there are kids after he died. Remember, any type of child. So the Gemara says, no, Yesh Labanim Lachar Mitzvahs Bayla Lo Tzricha Kra. You don't need a pasuk for that to say that there's no mitzvah of Yibam if he has children. Why? That's a pasuk in Chumash. Midam Rachmana She'ein Labanim Muteres. The pasuk says a Kiseitze. If there are no children, U Ben Ein La Zera Ein La Zera Ein La Vev She'ein Labanim Muteres Yesh Labanim Asura. Eish Labanim would obviously be Usur. And again, just wouldn't just be Usur. It would be the real Isra of Eishes Ach with Krisus and everything included. So the Ritva said, I didn't get to mention on yesterday's daf, even though this is a Svara, but it's a Svara that's based on Psukim, so we'd be able to punish as if it's Mephorish in the Pasuk. So says the Gemara, one more try. Vidilma Ein Labanim Asura La'alma V'shari Liyavam. Now maybe this is how we would understand the Psukim. Again, all within paternal. If there are no banim, then there's an Isser la'alma and there's a heter li'ibam. Yesh la'banim, shar yi la'alma v'shar yi li'ibam. Yesh la'banim, obviously the Torah says she can marry out, but maybe she can marry in too. Inami or ein la'banim mitzvah. If there's no banim, then there's a chi of mitzvah to do yibam. Yesh la'banim reshus, then you have an option. Maybe that's how we would understand the psukim. Inami or a third avamina. Ein la'banim, ein in. Yesh la'banim lo. Ein labanim, find that there's a mitzvah. Yesh labanim, you're not allowed to, but maybe it's not going back to the chayiv krisus. It's just v'lava b'mech balasei asei. Maybe it's just an isser asei, because based on the psukim in kiseitze, not based on the psukim in achrei mos and kedoshim. So Gemara says, kasav krachrina, that's why you have the extra pasuk, ervas achiv gila, that includes eishes ach min ha'e. Fine. Ve'ema... Last one we try to figure out. V'eima eishes ach min ha'eim ke'eishes ach min ha'af. So fine, it's usur, but maybe there's a heter for eishes ach min ha'eim, just like there's a heter for eishes ach min ha'af. Ma eishes ach min ha'af la'achar misas ba'ilim sharya. That's called yibum, right? Maybe, just like, you're fine, they're both usur. They're both included in achremos, in the isur, chayvi krisus. But maybe there's a heter of yibum by eishes ach min ha'av. So to my name too. So have eishes ach my name. Lacha mises by lasharia. Amar kra he bahavayaso tehe. No, he she shall be. She shall remain usur. She remain usur to him. Tosfos does point out in bahavayaso. You still need the psukim earlier though. Yeah, back on the daf yud zayin amabez at the beginning of the second parak, we quoted their psukim to teach me that. Yibam is only min ha'av, v'lo min ha'aim, and not here, because Tosfos says you would have had the havamina that maybe Yibam is only when it's a full brother. Be'minah, be'minahim. A full brother, not a half brother. So you need the psukim over there, and you need this pasuk here to teach me that Yibam applies even if it's only a paternal brother, but it does not apply at all if it's only a maternal brother. Okay. Achoso, so now we're getting back to what we said yesterday. Achoso, de kasev bakares lamali. So why is achoso specifically? We said, since you darshaned ha'ara, and we darshan everything from Hekesh Rabbeinu Yonah, so why is there a specific kares written by achoso? Right, Rashi says, in Dibur Maskil achoso, kares da achoso, third of the way down, kares da achoso my tidrosh bay. What are you going to use the kares for achoso for? Hakfar nechta v'chol arayas v'nichrusu anafashos ha'osos. Right, now that we're getting back to the original questions, now that we have Hakesha de Rabbeinu Yonah, all the previous tries of extra psukim are extra. So what do we learn them for? So why is specifically achoso written by kares? So lamali, likid Rabbi Yochanan, to teach me the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, dam Rabbi Yochanan, shim asan kulon behelam achas, chai v'chalachas v'achas. If somebody violates all of the arayas in one helam, in one forgetting, in one I don't realize isurim, whatever, right? So then he's chayiv on each and every one, right? We have this similar whenever you have a package of isurim, machalas asuros, Shabbos, machoz asuras that connect to each other, right? Truma, chala, all the other cases of rachis. So if you do all the melamachas, says Rabbi Yochanan, when it comes to arayos, you're chayav akalachas va'achas. Why? Rashi quotes Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Rashi quotes right here. Hashta have a davar shaya bechlal, v'yasa minaklal olamed. Rashi says, this was a davar shebechlal, included in all the arayos, and this went out to teach me, well, if you only do this when you're chayav kares, so we learn that you're chayav for each one. Just like we have by Shabbos. We had this once earlier already here. L'chalik yatsas. Right? We don't say the lav, right? But why is lo savar oish b'chol mashu oseichem written there? So l'chalik yatsas, to teach me that you're chayav on each and every aveir of Shabbos, now that you have to do all of them to be chayav. And if you do all of them, you're only chayav one. No, you're chayav akalachas v'achas. So you might say a different, so you might have different limutim by each one. They are l'chalik yatsas and l'lav yatsas, but it could be that you're chayiv, that's just not the makar. Lo savar oish is not the makar for l'chalik yatsas, but it could be the other tanam hold of it from a different makar. But it's just that they don't hold them in there. So this is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chayv al kol achas vi achas. The Tosfos HaRashi here quotes that, Rabbi Yochanan in Masechta Shabbos says that if there's a separate pasuk, it's good enough to teach me that it's a separate aveira. He says, V'im tov Rabbi Yochanan tzvir l'dver kol agadol, the chalukas lav, lo shma chaluk, lav, chalukas lav, shma chaluka. And by arise, it's a separate aveira anyway. So why do you need this kares written here? We already know, according to Rabbi Yochanan, every time an aveira is written separately, Shabbos you have a problem. It's just as l'sasa kol malacha. But by arayos, there is separate aveiros. You know what? And it's double. There's the isser and there's the onesh. Achrei mosek kedoshim. Says the Tosfos HaRashi, v'yesh lomar, de'itzrich leba'al chamesh nidos. What if you violate, one violates the same isser with five different women? So from that makar of what the lav written there, you wouldn't have known. But that's why you need this one to teach me what's called gufin muchlakim. But there's a separate body involved, five averis. Even though it's all nida, it's gufin muchlakim and chayav akalachas va'achas. So you still need, the Tosfos HaRashi says, this makar, even putting within Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasa. Later, Ulu Rabbi Yochanan da Omar kol chayve krisos bechlal hayu. But Rabbi Yitzchak, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, who says all chayve krisos are already included. The Yama Yatzas Karis Bachoso. He has a different reason why he says Karis specifically Bachoso. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. What does he use it for? La Dunu Bakaris Veloba Malkus. To teach me that for any of these Arayos, if the Hasra'a given was Malkus, if somebody's about to be live with one of the Arayos, and Adam go and say, you know, if you do this, you're going to be Chayav Malkus. Chayav Malkus. Chayav Malkus. Chayav Karis. Let's call Lav Shenitan Lasaras Mises Bezdin. A Lav that has the potential in it to get Mises Bezdin or to get Karis, and the Nasra given was only for less. There's a Machlokas Tanoim in Meseches Malkus, whether you get Malkus for that or not. So, Rabbi Yitzchak learns that to teach me that you don't get Malkus, Laduna Bakaris Veloba Malkus, Rashi here explains that to mean, well, you need a Pasuk to teach me Malkus. And if the Pasuk is already teaching me Karis, then it can't be teaching me Malkus. What's Mechudish about that Rashi? The Gilin Ashas here points out, when you look at that Rashi, you got to look at the Rashi also in Meseches Malkus, that it's a Machlokas Rishonim, says Rabbi Eger, whether you need Hasra'a in the Torah for a Chayve Krisos. Right, for Chayve, he says Bez and Chayve Malkus, where Bez is going to punish somebody, you definitely need a Pasuk in the Torah. But what if Hashem is going to punish you? Chayve Krisos. Do you need a Hasra'a for that? So Rabbi Eger on Mishnayis and Maseches Malkus points out this Rashi. This Rashi says yes, because this Rashi says the reason you're not going to get Malkus for this case is because it's already used up for Kares. Used up for Kares, you don't need one for Kares. So, says that Gilin Ashas here says, that's the important point of this Rashi. Lo havi leila oncho kares el imkein hizir aleha. Hilkach asaris lav lamalkas nitna. Right, lav lamalkas, that's asaris, not lamalkas nitna. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak uses that pasuk for. That's if you want to look up in the Tosef of Kivegar on Mishnayis, Paragimel Mishnah Tess in Maseches Makos. He points out this Rashi against other Shitas, maybe even Rashi there giving other reasons. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Lachalik Minolan, so how does he know the idea of the halacha that Rabbi Yochanan learned from our pasuk Lachalik? So Nafgale, Mi ve'el Isha b'nidas Tumasa. He learns it from there. El Isha b'nidas Tumasa, Lachayev akal Isha v'Isha. Singular. To be chayav on each and every case. Period. Dodasa the Chazarach Barachmana Arir Miulamali. Once we know Kares in general, and we know Kares includes childless, so, or child, Rachmana, sounds like happening to the children. So what do you have to say? Aririm specifically by Doda, that's also included in the Arayos. Likid the Rabba. The Rabba Rami, Rabba asked the following stira. Ksiv Aririm Yihiyu. One pasuk says, Aririm Yihiyu, Vuxiv Aririm Yamusu. One sounds like he won't have children, one sounds like if they are children, so then they're going to die, Rachman al Islan. So, right, that's the Zaro Aririm Nichras, and Yihiyu is the, based on the future. So, okay, sad. So, it's talking about two different cases. Yesh lo banim kovran, Rachman al Islan, if he already has, Ein lo banim holech Ariri, if he doesn't have, then he won't have, once he does this Aveira. The Israq Lemitta Varim Yu, the Israq Lemitta Varim Yamusu. And that's to say both. Why? Because of Rachman Arim Yu, Havamina. We have opposite Havaminas here. Because think about the Svaras for these Havaminas. So if you only had Arim Yu, Havamina Adachate, you might have thought only Banim pre-Chet will die. Adachate. Ava Mechate Ve'elachlo. But once born post-Chet, well, they weren't labeled as, you know, death sentence, because they weren't born yet. Well, only afterwards, once he's a Balkaris, so now any child he has. Again, got to work this out with Pokit Avon Albanim. You know, a child is not going to die by Avon. He's his parents, generally, so how does that work? So, again, that's a philosophical topic that is not for now. Okay, so we're back. The first sugya here that we had was the Mishnah says one is chayiv, one is yotzei, the mitzvah of yibum, even with tchilas bia, and that applies to all the isurim. So what do we do so far? We found the makar for ha'ara, tchilas bia being good enough by all averis. By all averis? Not by all averis, by the serious averis. So now the question is, so how do I know ha'ara works by the less serious averis? And then how do I know ha'ara works by yibum? So, that's what we're up to now. Getting back to the sugyas of Ha'ara. Ha'ara, dechaive lavin minalon. We know Ha'ara works. Tchilas bi is enough for chaive krisus. Chaive misas bezdin. What about chaive lavin? So, midagali rachmana shivcha zera gabi shivcha harufa. Well, then we know there's an isser of shivcha harufa. Right, it's one of the five averis that one brings a carbon asham for. Most carbonists are chatas, but we have asham gazelos, asham meilos, asham shivcha harufa. Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzara. So that's one of the Ashamos. What's a Shivcha Harufa? That's a Machlokas Tanoim. What's a Shivcha Harufa? Machlokas in Krisus Daf Yud Aleph. Rashi here takes a stand on what he thinks a Shivcha Harufa is. Rashi says on the last skinny line, he thinks Shivcha Harufa is a Shivcha Kenanis that is Meureses to an Eved Ivri. A Shivcha Kenanis, a full non-Jewish woman who became semi-Jewish, right? Shivcha Kenanis, like an Eved Kenani, and she is Mu'uresis to an Eved Ivri. That's Mutter. That's a special halacha that an Eved Ivri is Mutter per Shivcha Kenanis. There is a Machlokas Rishonim, a very serious Machlokas Rishonim, in Meseches Kiddushin. There are two types of Eved Ivris that are Avadim. There's Machruhu Bezdin or Machruhu Atzmo. If he sells himself, a person is poor and he sells himself to become an Eved Ivri. And then there's Machruhu Bezdin. If he steals, he doesn't have enough money to pay back, so he's allowed to, he sells himself, Bezdin sells him. So, the idea of a Shivcha Kenanis being given over to an Eved Ivri, so does that apply to both? That apply to both types of Eved Ivris or only one? Says the Ritva, it's the Ramban, also the Ritva, I'm reading from the Ritva in Kiddushin, on Daf Tesvav, Yesh Omrim, the Gemara there says, by Mocher Atzmo, by Machru Atzmo, he's poor. The Gemara says there that the master cannot, does not give him a Shivcha Kenanis. So, is it does not or cannot? It says does not. Meaning by Mocher Atzmo, he definitely at least has the choice to say no. But what about if he says yes? Says the Ritva, Yesh Omrim She'osur Gamkein Afilu Midaito B'Shivcha Kenanis. It's Osur, based on the Gemara later on in Kiddushin. And the Ritva says, Ve'in Zeh Nachon. According to his Grand Rebbe, the Ramban, he says it can't be. Because if you have an Eved Ivri, that's Mutter and a Shivcha Kenanis, so why should it make a difference what kind of Eved Ivri you are? Why are you Mutter and a Shivcha Kenanis? Obviously because, this is the Ramban's Lashon, that there's a Kinyan Isser. There's a Kinyan in your status that the Master has in you. Because if you're a full Jew, you can't marry a half guy, let's say, a Shivcha Kenanis. So why is that Mutter? So it must be because the Adon has a Kinyan Isser in the Eved Ivri. And if that's true, it shouldn't matter, you know, which type of Eved Ivri you are. The status of Eved Ivri is the same. The only, there are certain differences, but you have some choices by Machur Asma, Machur Besin. But that's the Ritva. And he says, why do you need a Shtar Shichrur? A Shtar Shichrur means there's a status change. Just like you give a get to a wife, you give a Shtar Shichrur to an Eved Ivri. To a shivcha kanat to an eved ivri, yeah. So the mocher atzmo lomat zorak get cheirus she ain gufo kani mamish v'lomat zinu get el b'makam sheish l'rav kinyan iser doma leget isha she tzricha get ubeved kanani lagabi kinyan mamon shebo behefker sagile el shazorak get kinyan iser. He says avol olam who are the mocher atzmo mutter b'shivcha kananis el shein rabo kofeo b'kach. So it's machlokas rishonim. The Ramban, the Chachmei Svarta, are all very strong that it's a mutter. Either way, right here, Rashi says that's what a Shivcha Harufa is. It's an Eved Ivri that is Me'uresses to a Shivcha Kananis, and a man lives with her. A man lives with a Shivcha Harufa. So that's not a full Eishes Ish. Not a full Eishes Ish. That's what the Torah says. There's a Karban, there's Malkus, some a punishment for the man, a punishment for the woman. All right, special, unique dina by Shivcha Harufa. But the Torah there uses the Lashon of Shichva Zera. Shivcha Zera means, Shivcha Zera is a Lashon for Gemar Bia. So the fact that it uses the Lashon of Shivcha Zera for Gemar Bia when one is Motzi Zera, Gabi Shivcha Harufa, Michlal, to Chayvi Lavin Ba'ara, that's Chayvi Lavin. So that Chayvi Lavin is only with Gemar Bia. Other Chayvi Lavin are with Tchilas Bia, with just Ta'ara. Says there's a lot to talk about Shivcha Harufa. There's a Rambam that says if a Katan is with Shivcha Harufa, the Katan is Chayva Karban. It's a very controversial Rambam. How could a katan be chayv anything? The Rambam says, a katan's chayv a karban, but he should wait to bring it until it becomes a gadol. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos. Much discussed Rambam, how a katan could be chayv a karban if he's only a katan. So, okay. Anyway, Adarabba, says the Gemara, three lines at the bottom. So what are you telling me the makar is? By Shivcha Harufa, because it says Gemar Bia there, all other chayv elavin are B'tchilas Bia. Adarabba, midagali rachmana ha'ara b'chayv ekrisos, to the opposite. From the fact that ha'ara is enough in Chayvi Krisus, Michlal de Chayvi Lavin de Gemar Bia. Why do you compare all Chayvi Lavin to Shivcha Harufa? Compare all Chayvi Lavin to Chayvi Krisus and say it's the contrast from there and not from Shivcha Harufa. So Amar Rav Ashino, Im Kain, Lishto Kra, Mi Shivcha Harufa. So don't say a word by Shivcha Harufa. Then we would already contrast it to Chayvi Krisus. The fact that it says it by Shivcha Harufa means we're supposed to contrast it from there. Ha'ara de Chayvi, so fine. So we got a makar by Chayve, general Chayve Lavin, like an Isra Mamzer L'Israelis. But, Ha'ara b'Chayve Lavin b'Kahuna minalan. Next category of Yisurim, the Isurei Kahuna. What about a Grusha and L'Kohen? What about an Amana, well, we got to call Amana L'Kohen Gadol. But a Grusha L'Kohen, Chayve Lavin to Kahuna. So, that is a different category. So, how do you know Ha'ar is enough there? Amar Vavshi, Imkein, Lichtov, Lishto Kra. I'm sorry, Ha'ar Dechai Bilavin, Deguna Minolan, Asya Kicha Kicha. So, we learn from Xer Shava, from the others, Kicha Kicha. It says by Chayvi Krisus, Ish Kikach Es Achoso, and it says by Chayvi Lavin, of Kuna, Lo Yi Kacho. Kicha Kicha. The Ritva says it's not really a pure limud, it's something that's good enough to give you a punishment. Right, because we're talking about going to give bimanish based on this. So you have to always say whenever it's a limud, it's keilu kasev b'kra. The chayve ase minalan. How do you know about chayve ase? What mitzri vadomi? Right, all of those asya bia bia. Another gzeirah shava from chayve lavin lo yavam amzer v'chulu. Yavam alashuk minalan. How about yavam alashuk? We're going through each and every category of isurim that you wouldn't have known. Meaning each of these are less chamor. So we might have said, well, by this one you need gemar bia. Ha'ar is not enough. So how do you know Yavam al-Ashuk? So that's a machlokas later on, whether Yavam al-Ashuk is a lav or an asay. So, Ilaman da'amar lav, lav. So it's a klunin chayvi lavin. Ilaman da'ar asay, asay. It's a klunin asay. Fine. So we finished all the averis. We know ha'ara by all averis is enough. So now we got to get to the mitzvahs. El Yavam al-Yavam inalan. How do you know Yibam is enough for tchilas bia? So asya bia bia. So that also is a limud. Comparing bia, it says here yivama yavo aleha, and the case of regular the isurim. Right, the Aruch Laner has an amazing ha'ara here. He says you shouldn't really need the pasuk. Why? Because let's say the mitzvah is only fulfilled b'sof bia. Let's say. So when you do tchilas bia, you already violated the isra of eishes ach, and then the mitzvah is only later on. So he says, you have to say that it's only Tchilas Bia by Yibam. Because after all, what? Unless you tell, the Isser of Eishazach is Mufka right away before you start? No, the Isser of Eishazach is only Mufka because there's a mitzvah that you're involved in. But here, if we already, as we said, the Isser of Eishazach, all these Isser are already Baha'arah, Betchilas Bia. And the Havamin is that, how do you know the mitzvah of Yibam is Betchilas Bia? Maybe it's only Besof Bia. So the Aruch HaNer says, that would be a problem. He says, Kashali. Tapuk lay dal karchach kani ba'ara the imlokein ech mishkachas yibam klal ha ba'ara over iser kares the eishas ach the inyan yibam omakayim ad gemar bia. So he says, why do you even need a makar? He says, the efshar lomar, it's possible that you would have said, as we say in other contexts of Asi Dochalos Asi, that once you're involved in something that's going to lead to the mitzvah, even if it's not exactly what the Gemara calls be'idna, at the exact same moment, it's good enough. Right? Tosa speaks about that later on the Tzadi about Shatnis and Tzitzis. When you're Yotze the mitzvah of Tzitzis and Shatnis, you don't exactly you don't exactly have be'idna there. It's okay. As long as it's almost about. We had this earlier also. We had a discussion earlier relating to the Isurim of Avasi Dochalos Aseh as well. How exact does it have to be Ba'idna? Tchilas Bia Sophia. We had it in Tosis and Tosis Yishanim. Also discussed it earlier. But anyway, that's the Aruch Laner Sahara about Ba'idna and how really you might not have needed the Pasuk. Vaiter, fourth line. Ishalabai Laminalan. Okay. What about marriage? What is that marriage? Rashi. Mekadish Babia. Kiddush Bia. How do we know Kiddush Bia would also be, Tchilas Bia would be enough? So, As Yakicha Kicha. So, that's also another Gzirashava of Kicha Kicha. Very crucial discussion in Tosfos here and Tosfos in Kiddushin. Tosfos in the Gemara in Kiddushin has a suffix, whether Tchilas Bia Kona or Sof Bia Kona by Kiddush Bia. The Gemara here is Dover Pashin. It's obvious if it sure works. What's the difference between Kiddushin Daf Yud and Yivam Astaf Nun Hey? Tosfos has, whenever Tosfos gives three answers to something, he's really bothered by it. Tosfos here gives three answers. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Nisim. Hiksha Rabbeinu Nisim, Tosfos says, Adir Maskel Isha. He says, the first parak in Kiddushin has a suffix about it. Right? Meaning, what happens if somebody does Tchilas Bia and then accepts Kiddushin from somebody else? Right? If she accepts Kiddushin from somebody else, who's she married to? So the Gemara there ends up saying, Kol HaBoel Daito Al Gemar Bia. Not only does it have a suffix, it says Gemar Bia. V'lo Kani Ba'ara. It's a stira. Mamash a stira. Here it says Tchilas Bia, there it says Sof Bia. So Tosfos quotes, all different Bali Tosfos. First he quotes Reb Shimon HaZaken. Reb Shimon HaZaken. Well, maybe the difference is, the only difference is, well, if you finished, we could say when it started. But if you didn't finish, it didn't happen. Right? Over here, Ha'ara works because you finished. But if you didn't finish, then we're not going to say that the beginning is good enough at all. Now, the topic comes up. We had this earlier as well a couple of weeks ago when we spoke about the process of gerushin might start even by the decision of the husband. And when you write the get, the Ramban writes in Ksubis, but that's only if he eventually divorces his wife. If he never ends up divorcing his wife, then you're not going to say that the gerushin started. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Reb Meir, Tosfos quotes, Pirish, Dik Kishem Efarish Erotza Liknos Baha'ara Kani Ba'ara. Vafilum gomer biyasa, ava bistam daito al gemar bia. It works if you say it beferish, or if you have kavana for tchilas bia. But stam would be gemar bia. And then he says, Rabbeinu Tam pirish b'inyan acher. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Doesn't quote it here, but Tosfos Yerushalmi here quotes it. Maybe the difference is whether that gemara is not about kiddushe bia. That gemara is about nisuin. Our gemara is about kiddushe bia, which is a kinyan. And a kinyan might be tchilas bia. But that Gemara is about after you already had Kiddushin. And now it's trying to accomplish Nisuin. All different shitas. What is Nisuin? Kiddushin, we know what it is. Nisuin, we're not so sure. Right? So there you're trying to accomplish Kiddushin. That you would need Gemara Bia. Because, as the Achronim explained, it's not as much of a Kinyan as a relationship. Right? All the Nisuin opinions are about the relationship. Knisa L'Rishuso, Yichud, Badekin, all the opinions are less a formal Kinyan, but the relationship, and that might go by Sof Bia. Right, and that's another, that answer is not quoted here in Tosfos. It's quoted here in the Tosfos Yishanim, it's quoted there in Tosfos in Meseches Kiddushin. The riff, right, I'm sorry, that's the riff. The riff right here quotes it. Not in Tosfos Yishanim here. The riff on Daf Yuchesim Beis and Daf Yer Riff, he quotes that answer. Right, is it Kiddushin itself, or is it La'achar Kiddushin? Right here, Tosfos quoted the question. Hasam bebiya de'erisin askinan, de'lo havi le'kiddushin begufa me'ikara, aval hacha bebiya de'basra kiddushin askinan. That's an important chiluk for the lumdis of kiddushin versus nisuin. Okay, Vaita, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Lamali Dechaz Rachmana Shechva Zera B'Shivcha Harufa. So Rava says, why do I have to have the Shechva Zera? Why do I have to quote that by Shechva Harufa, meaning Gemar Bia, Shechva Zera B'Eishas Ish, Shechva Zera B'Sota? By these three Isurim, it says the Lashon of Shechva Zera. By Shechva Harufa, by Eishas Ish, and by Sota, right? Which is, we know what a Sota is. By she already had a warning. He was kind of a Soser, his wife. Dishivcha Harufa Kedamran. Shivcha Harufa, we know. Because that's literally only Gemar Bia is Aser by Shivcha Harufa. But the other two are Aser Tchilas Bia. So why does it say Shivcha Zera there? To Eishas Ish, Prat Lemeshamesh Mace. So there, ages to exclude if somebody's mishamish with an aver mace, not with an aver chai. And just as we get into the next couple of lines of the Gemara, the next 15 lines or so, they are pretty, what we might call graphic lines in terms of relationship between a husband and a wife. We have to remember two points. Number one, the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, quoted in the beginning of Kisisa in the Ramban ala Torah, where he says, in Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon HaKodesh, that's why it's holy, because everything is Kadosh. There's nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and any teva that Hashem created that is inherently what we would call dirty, right, or tameh, or right, if something is spoken about b'kedusha v'tahara in the proper context, then everything has to be spoken about. Everything has halachas. That's A, and that's why the Rambam says it's called lashon hakodesh, because it's everything is kadosh. There's no specific word for the aver hazachar. It's aver hazachar, right? That's what it is, and there's no word between the husband and the wife. It's bia, it's chibur, right? It's the connection between the two of them. Number one, number two, we have to remember the svarno. The svarno in Sefer Brachos, in Parshas Brachos, on the line when Adam and Chava were naked, and it says velo yisboshashu, they were not embarrassed. The svarno there says, well, what were they supposed to be embarrassed about? All their bodily limbs were exactly equal to each other. And all what everything they did with their bodies were exactly equal. There was no Yetzahara yet before the sin. Ki az how you call pu'uloseim b'chalei v'reim la'asos ritzon konam bilvad. Lo lahasig ta'anugos nifsados klal ba'ofan sha'isa pu'las ha'mishagel etzlam kivulas achila v'shasiya. The act of husband and wife being together is exactly the same as eating and drinking. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do this in order to fulfill a purpose. Uvechein haya inyin evari ha-meshagel aslam kamo inyin ha-peh va-ponim v'hayadayim etzleinu. It's an important svarno at the end of Perek Beis in Parshas Brachos. So we get into the next couple of lines. Let's keep that in mind. Says the Gemara, so what is the chiddush of Shechva Zera by Eishas Ish? So to teach me, so honey, chalamanda amar mishamish meis by rais pater. That's good according to the opinion that you're pater if that's true. Elamanda amar chayiv aigalameimar, but there is an opinion that says even with an aver meisr chayiv for the baisabia. So elaprat lemishamish meisa. Prat excluding mishamish if somebody, Rahman al Islan, tries to live with a woman after she's dead. You might think that after Misa, we know the woman is still called related to the husband. She'ero, meaning for, let's say, Tumas Isha. If a wife dies, the husband Kohen is mitame for her. So she's still called She'ero. So Ema Lachayev Alei Be'eshes Ish. So you might think there's still an Isser of Eshes Ish. Kamash Malan, no, not in that regard. So that's why it says it by Eishas Ish. Tisota Lamali, Likidatanya. Why does it say by Tisota? Because it's follow. Shechva Zera, Prat L'Davar Acher. Excluding Davar Acher. What does that mean? My Davar Acher, Amar of Sheishas, Prat L'Shekina L'Shalo Kedarka. If the warning that the husband gives his wife is, don't be misyachid with this man, and either, Rashi has 2 days here, either it's understood that the man only warns his wife not to be a Shalo Kedarka, or he says it. That he gives her a kinoi shalokadarka, so that is not normal sota. Right? That is not a case of sota, that's excluded. So, amrle rava mishkeve ishaksiv. What do you mean? Didn't we say yesterday already? Be a shalokadarka is just like be a kadarka. Elam rava prat lishakino la derech evarim. Okay, he was not shalokadarka, but it's derech evarim. He warns her not to physically be together with this woman, even without having a maisabia. Derech evarim, just having an affectionate physical touch without clothes. Amalei Abaya, pritzus aser rachmana? Of course that's not aser, in terms of creating a sota. Right, the Minchas Chinuch says, in Kuf Peches, of course it's aser, d'oraisa. right? It's an Israel of Sikhul Galas Erva. It's just the Gemara just means it's not usher to create the halakhas of Sota. So you don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Say Alamar Abaya Prat Lashakini La Binashika. Excluding if he's if he warns her binishika. Nishika means just when the he says not a ma'isa bia, but just when the aver hazakar shouldn't even touch ba oso makam of the woman. So again, now we're getting into what is tchilas bia. So ha nichal man damer ha'arezu achnasas atara. So I understand then this works if you say. What does tchilas bia mean? If you say there has to be some level of penetration, there has to be haknasa zatara, so then just the touch of nishika would be excluded. So I understand the pasuk. El lamanda amar zu nishika. But if you say tchilas bia is nishika, so Michael Amemer, then you're stuck. Because that should be included. That's called bia. That's not called excluded. So elola olam lekishikino aderech evarim. So go back to the original. Really, what is excluded is if where he's makani him derech evarim the itzrech, and you would need a pasuk to exclude it. Why? Salkadai the chamina bekapeda to the baal tala rachmana the hakakapid. You might say sota doesn't require an objective ma'isabia. It's all about what undermines the relationship with the husband, and this is good enough to undermine it. Kamash malan is not good enough to create halachas of sota. Okay, so now we get into the Machlokas Amaraim itself. What is Tchilas Bia, meaning called Ha'ara? So Amar Shmuel, let's start it, the Mezrim continues on tomorrow's daf. Amar Shmuel, Ha'ara zu Nishika. Ha'ara is Nishika. Why is that enough? Why is Nishika good enough? That's just a touch. Says Shmuel, you can't have a touch without penetration. Mashal la'adam, sheminiach etzbo al piv. Yefshe shlo yitzchok abasar. If I put my finger on my mouth, it's going to go in a little bit. If it's touching, it's going to go in. So that's why Shmuel holds Ha'ar is Nishika. That's good enough to be considered a Ma'isa Bia. Kiyasa Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar of Yochanan, Gemar Bia, B'Shivcha Charufa, Zu Hachnasa Zatara. When Rabba Bar Barchana, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan says, Shivcha Charufa needs Gemar Bia. You know what that is? Hachnasa Zatara. So that fits into what we just said. Tchilas Bia is Nishika. That fits into this. Rabbi Yochanan would hold like Shmuel. Masiv Rav Sheshes, Shichva Zera Inochayev Ela Albias HaMeirok. Ah, Rav Sheshes says, Shichva Zera, meaning Shichva Charuv is only Aser by a Bia which is Meirok, which empties, meaning a full Bia where there could be Hazra'a. My love Meirok Hagid, doesn't that mean Meirok Hagid? Emptying and a full Maisa Bia, lo, Meirok Atara, it just means the Atara entering in, but Lav Dafka, you could be Mazria, even if it's only a little bit in. So that's Shmuel Shita, that's the first Shita of Ha'ara is Nishika. There is a Machlokas here, Rashi and Tosfos, also an important Machlokas Lamaisa. Whether, when we say Meirok, does that mean actual being Mazria, or just Ra'ui LaHazria, even without the Hazra itself? That is a machlokas. Rashi here says you need the actual first third wide line of Rashi. Meirok shem mazria, and the bottom Tosfos says no. Nira de b'chay b'shichla charuv vila below atzah zera. Even below atzah zera. When it comes up halacha lemaisa very much after a chasan and kala get married, and a lot of times chasan and kala have no idea whether there was a maisa bia or not. They have to call their rav the next day, whatever it is. They have to know we paskin that after a bia gemura, then the chasan and kala are also even without dam. So the question is, you know, what's called a ma'isa bia? So the posek has to be familiar with these halachas in terms of trying to figure out whether it was a ma'isa bia, whether they're mutters to each other still, whether or not. But that is Shita Shmuel. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll have to get to Rabbi Yochanan, Beth Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by the in honor of Jonah Kubietsky in commemoration of his attainment of Shnas Gvura by his siblings, Nachman and Elka Kubietsky, Moshe and Arlene Kubietsky, and Abe and Chani Greenberg. We thank him for the sponsorship.